Comfort in the storm. It is quite late, or perhaps it's quite early. Regardless of time, it is dark in the bedroom, and only moonlight makes anything remotely visible. It's been raining for hours, and it was the sound of that rain that had lulled me to sleep some hours earlier. It taps the window and makes a low roar on the rooftop. I can see the trees waving, but they're far enough away from the window to be seen but not heard. I've always loved the sights and sounds of a storm from the comfort of a warm bed. Though all of this turbulent weather has been enjoyable for me, it seems to have made you restless. You turn on your side for a while, then your back, then your stomach, and finally the other side. Your eyes are still closed, but I can tell you are stuck in between asleep and awake. In the low light, I can see a slight scowl on your face. I quietly sit up and put my pillows behind my back. I pull two pillows from the side of the bed and place them on my left side. Finally, I bend my right knee to make a sort of cradle in my lap for you. It doubles as support for your head and a place to rest my arm. I lean over and gently rub the back of your head and your shoulders. You make a quiet noise and roll towards me. A sweet pair of sleepy eyes look up at me, and a half smile spreads across your face. I hold my left arm open towards you with a questioning glance. You nod and scoot to my lap. It is a position you have taken so many times that you're able to do it in your half-awake state. You wrap your arms around my waist, close your eyes again, and nuzzle my shirt as I finish arranging pillows and tucking the blanket around you. I cradle your head in my right arm and lift my shirt above my right breast. Before my nightshirt is halfway off, you're trying to latch. "Hang on, sweetheart, it's okay. I'm coming," I reassure you. I pull the shirt the rest of the way off and set it aside. With my full attention back on you, I lean in slightly. With one quick movement, you've pulled my nipple into your mouth and started to try and suckle. "Shh, slow down, sweetie, I'm not going anywhere." You take a deep breath and the erratic sucking slows. I feel your mouth open wider and your lips relax as you calm down enough to properly latch. With my breast now situated deeper in your mouth, I can feel your tongue begin to move. These few moments are always the most difficult for you. The short time between beginning to suckle and the milk beginning to flow frustrates you. The letdown happens soon, but never soon enough. Your expression, part desperation, part pleading. You instinctively nuzzle my breast and gently pull back without breaking the latch. I can feel that you're getting some milk, but will be a few more seconds before my milk flows freely. At last, I can feel the tingling sensation begin deep in my chest. The muscles in my breast have begun to relax as my body senses and then reacts to the hungry mouth at my chest. "There you go, sweetheart. There you go. Good job," I say. As you get your first full draw of milk, I feel you sigh. The whole ordeal is only a minute or two, but for you it seems to take hours. The first few suckles are strong as you draw in as much as you can while breathing in before swallowing and breathing back out. It is as if you have to reassure yourself that the milk is there and the first few small sips were not a tease. One more push inward with your nose and a pull with your bottom jaw and the rest of your body begins to relax. I love that little nuzzle. I've asked you about it before and you hadn't even realized you did it. The motion to draw milk from your mother's breast is hardwired into you. And through years passed between infancy and now, that knowledge has stayed hidden in the back of your mind. You pull your right arm from around my back and rest it on my left breast. I can't help smiling. I'm sure it's simply a feeling of comfort, but it is as though you were worried the left one might leave while you were nursing on the right. Regardless of the reason, I certainly don't mind. I reach down and place my hand over yours and give it a gentle squeeze. It is all yours. I made this milk just for you. As your jaw moves up and down, I can feel your tongue begin working on drawing out more milk. Your tongue lays flat against the underside of my breast and pulls rhythmically on my nipple. I can feel a swell of endorphins, and I can't help pulling you in a bit closer.